أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss the greatest words, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revelation, the Holy Quran. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be concentrating on Surah Al-Humazah. It is a surah, this surah has been brought down in Mecca, so therefore it is Makkiya, and it has 9 verses. First, the importance, the benefits, the benefits of this surah. Our great Imam, Imam Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said in a hadith, whoever reads this chapter in his wajib prayers, such as morning, noon, asr prayers, daily prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push away, will take away poverty from his life. Not only that, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him sustenance, will bring him money, life, sustenance in general. And not only that, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push away from him a bad death, mitatissu', a death that is a bad death, like a dishonorable death. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul al-Azim, Rasul al-Akram said, whoever had read it and whoever had wrote it for an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that eye be cured, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. So this is a great chapter. It's a great verse. It is nice to read. This chapter is one of the greatest promises that those who do the bad things, they will have a great punishment. So therefore, it started by saying, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ. Now we have several parts of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises a location in the hellfire that is called Wail. As it said, Wail is a well in the hellfire, that the people of the hellfire are thankful that they are not in that well. It is that dangerous. It is that bad. It is that torturous. Mind you, the hellfire is torturous. Brothers and sisters, first what we have to do is, in this life, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting our heart beat, as long as we have the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repent, to wipe out our past, to ask for forgiveness, to give back, return the rights of the others. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set you free. So therefore, in Judgment Day, we will not fall down in the hands of an angel that his name is Malik. His name is Malik because he owns you, and that is dangerous. You don't want to be owned by anyone. Malik, Malaka Yamliku Malik. That is the name of the angel that owns the hellfire. And you know, even in this dunya, what does it mean if someone has been owned? Now, in the United States, a lot of these African Americans, God bless them, they complain that they've been owned by their masters for a long time, and what kind of a torture that was. So therefore, we do not want that to happen to us in Judgment Day. God forbid. So, we do not want to go to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by giving a great warning. Huge, great warning. For those that do the following, what are these that they're doing? At least Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter is giving us three bad vices. What are these bad vices? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ Woe, or this well, is for everyone who do the following. Three at least. هُمَزَ لُمَزَ and collect money. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ And he sits down and counts them. Now what is humaza? Humaza is belittling others. Hamaza, humaza, is the one that belittles others. He thinks that others are beneath him. He thinks that he is above everybody. It is one of the bad vices. But the problem is that someone who belittles others while they're not around, it's called humaza. Then what is lumaza? A lems. A lems is another vice. These are spiritual characteristics. These are dirts. These are the najasat of the spirit. And brothers and sisters, we have to do whatever we can in this world in order to take these najasats away from our spirit. You know, if somebody, God forbid, urinated on your clothes, how would you feel? Or, astaghfirullah, somebody threw blood at your clothes. These are najis things, dirty najis things. We do not want our spirit also to be dirty or najis. So therefore, God forbid, if someone had or done some of these characteristics, he could turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask forgiveness from those people in whom he had hurt them by speaking behind them, talking behind them, and ask for forgiveness. And I'm sure that the people are forgiving, are kind, and Allah is more forgiving and kinder and more merciful. He is the merciful. He is the compassionate. So, the problem doesn't stop by the insult to the one that is not around or to the ones that are, who is around. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ And also he has another bad characteristic. What is this bad characteristic? الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ Wow. He sits down. He not only collected money, God knows from what kind of a business deal, but he sits down and he counts them. And he puts it for his problems, for his, let's say, disasters, or whatever. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ Yes, subhanAllah, it is a characteristic of a money. Go to those markets that they deal with money. I even remember a long time ago, when you used to go to a bank, the teller or the person who was right in front of you, when you give him the money, you said, please put this in the bank for me in my account, or when you ask for some money, he sits down and he counts it by his hand. And you see they have a special trait by using their hands. It was nice to watch. However, jama amalam wa addada. I'm not talking about these bank tellers. God bless them. This is their job. But I'm talking about the one who collects money and he sits down and counts it and he sets it up. This is for this kind of an issue. That's for that kind of an issue. Ya subhanAllah. And then again, it is not the issue of collecting the money, but the next verse. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that this money will give him an eternal life. It will give him immortality. Yes, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Yes. Those who fell into the net of being rich, not only they will lose their balance, thinking that they are great, and they start bringing bad vices to themselves, but also they fall into another net that they think that this wealth will not go away from them. They think that this health will remain with them forever. And therefore, what happens? Instead, wa'addada, instead of preparing for the biggest issue, that is the hereafter, they prepare for a day like tomorrow, or maybe let me buy this and get that. They prepare themselves for this dunya. And yes, subhanAllah, everybody knows this dunya ends and the hereafter is forever. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started his words of punishment. Okay. Woe be to those who belittle others, humaza and lumaza. Belittle others, humaza, while they're not around, probably it's a cowardly act, or the ones that they think that they are braver, and they do it in front of their faces. And not only that, but also they sit down and collect the money and count it and prepare it for this dunya issue, thinking that this money will give him a forever life, thinking that this money will not let him die. SubhanAllah, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says no. The problem with those people is this, that كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying no. Nay. Nay what? They will remain in the حُطَمَةِ. They will remain in a place that breaks everything. حُطَمَة, يَحْطِم, means breaks. What is this thing that breaks everything? A question. One day, as our Grand Master, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, was in the city, a man came with many, many questions, and I will only mention one of them right now, because our concentration is to discuss this chapter, not to discuss that story, but it's a beautiful story for those who know it or for those who would like to search and read it. The person went there, and he said that I have many questions. Where is the Khalifa? Of course, they led him to the Khalifa, and the Khalifa of that time could not answer the questions. So the man was saying, okay, then this is not the right faith. This is not the right religion. As he was going out, Salman al-Farisi, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, listen, if you really want the true wali, the true vicegerent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true Khalifa, let me lead you to that person. And he took him to our master, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh. One of his questions was this: what is the thing that is all mouth? All mouth. What is the thing that is all mouth? Truly, what is the thing that is all mouth? What is the thing that is all leg or foot? Something to think about. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah, as I said, he has many questions, and this is the only one. He said, the thing that is all mouth is fire. Because fire, from any side that you give it, he will take it. He will swallow it, he will eat it, he will break it into pieces, and only ash will remain. Ya subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying, Kalla layumbadhanna fil hutama. The problem is not that someone will come and take that person and puts him in the hellfire. No, layumbadhanna. What does it mean? Manbuz means he will be left there. He will be put there to rot with an undignifying matter, with an insult. He thinks that he was insulting the good people, Humaza and Lumaza. This is the insult. When you are put in the hellfire with an insult and put there until everything in that person will be broken. Hutama, broken. Wama adraka mal hutama. What is this hutama? Now, this question, it is not a question that, it's not an inquiry that needs an answer, but it is an inquiry to show how great, how important, how huge, how bad is the hutama. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةَ. You don't know what a hutama is. What is this hutama? That you don't know what hutama is, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue by saying, Nar Allah al-Muqada. Nar Allah. It is the fire of Allah that is flaming. That Allah made it torch. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is make it burn. Brothers, anything that is related to Allah will be great, will be huge, will be big. Some of these is an honor, like Baytullah. Some of these are a sign of an extreme torturous power, like Narullah. Narullah al-Muqada. This is the fire of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala torched, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it on. Not only that, but also التي تطلع على الأفئدة. It is a fire that digs deep down all the way to the heart and gets whatever in the heart out. It swallows the heart. It eats the hearts. It breaks the heart. تلتهب الفؤاد. It makes the heart flame, because the heart could. Speaking of the heart, فؤاد. The heart could be a good location for a very good virtues, for the good deeds, such as generosity, such as kindness, such as mercy, such as feeling compassion for the others, such as feeling love for the others. And at the same time, it could be a location for bad vices, for anger, for animosity, for hatred toward the others, for being uncontent, impatient. Many, many, many bad vices, their location is in the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He knows what is in your heart. And He comes towards you. Wow. Subhanallah. Powerful words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, it is really nice to attach oneself to the Holy Quran. Matter of fact, it is the greatest thing to attach oneself to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is for the month of Ramadan. Now this is the month of Ramadan, and inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us, and we will discuss a lot more about the verse about the month of Ramadan. And therefore, it is great to sit down and study the Holy Quran, to learn the Holy Quran, to be acquainted with the Holy Quran. This Holy Quran is alive. Now it is hard to comprehend. Many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a completely different perspective. For instance, the stone, the black stone, or al-hajar al-aswad, al-hajar al-as'ad, the one that's in the heaven, and I'm sorry, the one that is in the Mecca right now, it's on the corner of Baytullah, the cubic bait, it is built over there. That was an angel in the heaven, came down in a form of a stone. So it is alive. And mind you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said everything in this world is alive. So the Holy Quran is alive, that will not die. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will react with you. Now why I'm saying this, because I want you to put this in your heart. Knowledge goes right to the heart. The deeds goes with it into the heart. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. This fire surrounds them, controls them. There is no way out. That is the place that you should prepare for. Not this mundane-ish life. Yes, maybe you prepare yourself for this mundane-ish life as the normal preparation. Things depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you ever? We should not ever forget this factor. Depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should prepare ourselves. اعقلها وتوك. You know, tie your camel, then depend upon Allah. So, if we have something, let us do this kind of a two-factor preparation. But the main, most important thing that we should prepare ourselves for, and we should never, ever substitute, is the preparation for the hereafter. Because God forbid, if we were with the wrong group, La ilaha illallah, it is very torturous. It is very bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, they are not only be surrounded by the fire, but also innaha alayhim muqsada. Looks like they are surrounded by it. Fi amadin mumaddada. They're tied up with poles that are high. No way around it. So, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is the pay for those guys, for recompensation for those guys. It is that they are the one that they will remain in the hellfire forever. The hellfire is surrounding them, and they are tied to poles that they cannot get out from. It is a judgment day. Torture, brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. However, once again, to equalize the fear from this, don't be bad. Don't call others bad names. Even sometimes don't call them a thing that they don't like. jokingly even. It is one of the most beautiful moral verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gives us beautiful advices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be the best. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the good and shows us the bad. Now, and as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, all that we have to do is suddenly feel that remorse. Suddenly think, ya subhanallah, Lord, I'm so sorry. I hurt so-and-so. I called him a bad name. Humaza, lumaza. Whether it was in front of him or it was on his back. Or, ya Allah, I have a lot of money. Instead of sitting down and counting it and preparing it for, God forbid, what kind of issues in this life, let me prepare it for the hereafter. Go see who is in need and help. Who needs to get married and help him? Who is in debt? He wants to be out, have a fresh life. Let me go help him. After all, we all belong to Allah. And we all will return to Him. So therefore, if we think about these things, maybe suddenly we shift our road from bad to good. We go ask forgiveness, sit down on a prayer rug after making ghusl, ghusl tawbah. We make wudu, we sit and pray, and we say, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, I repent. Ya Allah, I return to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this success to ask for forgiveness every time in our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us close to His revelation, the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us understand the Holy Quran through the hadiths of its teachers, Ahlul Bayt, the pure Ahlul Bayt. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. And mainly we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi.